that today was going to be powerful and it was going to be special. We've been in a series called Family Matters for a number of weeks where we've talked about family issues and how do we resolve conflict and those things. And numbers of weeks ago, we invited Monty to be with us for this day. Monty is the president and founder of a company called C4, and he helps churches fulfill their mission. Also, there's another side of that. You help raise up leaders and mentor leaders and so on throughout the country. Monty and I have served together. I guess we were in youth ministry together, like a few years ago. Mm-hmm. This is because like the kids in our youth group, they're like having babies now, that type of a thing. So that's been some time ago. But we're so privileged. Monty is sharing today, and here's what I want to encourage you, because I've already heard it. I'm at 9 o'clock, and maybe some of you have. Many of you are note takers, and so you pull out your phones, your iPads, your tablets, and whatever. I want to encourage you, even if you're not a note taker, get ready and take some notes. It's going to be a powerful Sunday, and I believe Jesus is going to use it to change lives. Would you welcome to Gateway today my good friend, Monty Hipp.
Well, good morning. Man, he's nice today. So good to be here at Gateway. I have been so looking forward to this time. And I just want to make sure everybody's doing all right. Whether you're online or present, I want you to do something for me. I want you to find somebody to look at. Look at them right in the eye. I want you to look at them, and I want you to repeat after me. And when I say it, I want you to repeat it with conviction, all right? You got to go with me on this. Lean in, look at them, and repeat after me. Guess what? No, I need a little more conviction. Guess what? I'm so much better looking than you are. Doesn't it feel good to finally express the truth? No, that was really evil. I'm going to clean it up a little bit. So just look at them one more time. Repeat after me. Guess what? You're taking me to lunch in about 35 minutes. Some of you at home are going, I'm ready to eat right now. I'm just going to go to the fridge. I'm not waiting. So that's kind of nice. Thank you, Pastor Tom, for the opportunity to be here. I am absolutely believing that today is going to be an amazing day, and here's why. For the last 18 to 20 years, every time I speak, I have 10 grandmas and grandpas that pray for me and you, and here's what they're praying today, that not one person would want to escape the presence of God and that not one person would be able to in this building. How many of you know God answers the prayers of grandmas and grandpas that are bored or doing nothing but praying right now? So guess what? You're toast. So you might as well just lean in today because I believe the Lord wants to do something individually and specifically for every individual in this room, those listening online or watching. God has something he wants to do in us individually. And as a result of that, I believe that there's going to be a collective impact that we're going to walk out of here going, I believe today was a day designed just for me. And I really believe that's something that can happen. So I hope that you're open for God to move in this space. Are you open for the Lord to do a work today in this place? Look at your neighbor one more time. Just look at him and go, you need what he's going to say a lot. He's going to help you today. Hey, you're buying their lunch, so say whatever you want. We're in a series, as Pastor Tom said, Family Matters. Boy, there's not a topic that I feel like that I could have been more honored to come be a guest at than to be able to talk about this subject because it's something that's such a passion of mine to be able to address, and I really do feel like it's a subject that's important, and especially how do we deal with the challenges of family, because how many of you know family is an interesting thing, isn't it? How many of you have some crazies in your family? Put your hand up and you go, I am the crazy. Some of us, we think about our family, we just laugh. We've got people we just love being with. And there's some of you, and you think about your family, you kind of go, oh, excuse me, boy, the weather's nice. But I really do believe that what you saw on the screen as we began is that family matters. So if you'll grant me just a few moments today before you go get your free lunch, I believe the Lord wants to say something to us about this subject, so we're just going to kind of dial in today on something that I think is really important, and that is we need to talk about your past, your present, and your future. And it doesn't matter if you're 12 or if you're a little beyond that a couple of years. How many of you know it doesn't take long for past to add up when you don't make right choices with it? So we're going to talk about your past. We're going to talk about your present situation, because I really do believe that there are people under the sound of my voice today that whether you decide to do this today or tomorrow, there's some things happening in this moment that can have an impact on the way you go about tomorrow. And we're going to talk about your future. I'm really interested in how we are involved so much in terms of being able to shape the destiny that I know God has for us. So we're just going to kind of chat about that for a little bit. So if you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and use the copy of God's Word as a guidebook for us today. I hope you don't mind if I use the Bible. It seems to be working out pretty good for some people. So I'm going to just use a few passages today. And the first passage is one that I believe really sets the foundation for the entirety of what I'm going to communicate today. And this passage is something that not only do I believe, but in order to really embrace what I'm going to be sharing with you today, you have to believe that this is true, and I do. And here's what it says in Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I'm the beginning and I'm the end, says the Lord God, who is, who was, and is to come. How many of you are thankful there's somebody way bigger and beyond your capabilities that's involved in your past, your present, and your future? Aren't you glad about that? Because quite frankly, friends, some of us could use a little help. So I really do feel like there's something that we need to hang on to. And not only do I believe that that passage is important, but in terms of some of the things that I'm going to communicate with you today, I believe these next two verses are absolutely catalysts for you to hang on to individually. And I want you to look at both of these. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23. Paul was talking to the church of Ephesus, and he was talking to them about how to go about this journey with Jesus and how to get this church moving on the right track. And one in that section, in chapter 4, he begins to say something as it relates to how we begin to need to do life differently in this journey with Jesus. And here's what he said, that you need to be made new in the attitude of your thinking. Sometimes we just got to do something different. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Sometimes we got to take a fresh approach. You can't just lean on the way that it's happened before, and yet sometimes we want a different result but keep doing the same thing, and as a result, that's called insanity, and some of us are headed that direction. But God says we need to do something new with our thinking. But the other thing that I think is interesting, in the same book, in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, God lays a construct in terms of how we should go about this journey with him, and he says this, that you would be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And you know what that says to me? Sometimes we need to get back a hold of some things that we've had previously. Any of you know what I'm talking about? Some good decisions that we made that we let go of, and as a result, we start allowing things in our life, and we just need to be refreshed. How many of you know refreshing is a good thing? So I really do believe these verses really come into play related to the subject that we're going to talk about for just a few more minutes. So let's look at it, the past. I want you to look at that little quote up there on the screen and tell me if you've not found that to be true. Boy, the past can either haunt you or guide you, can't it? There are some of us here today, some of you listening online, that you know exactly what I'm talking about. Boy, the past, it can be something funny, it can be something painful, it can be moments that are special that you remember, but how many of you know this to be true? It really is important. Your negative past does not have to define your current reality if you allow Jesus Christ to invade your space. There are those here this morning that know exactly what I'm talking about. How many of you here today would say, I've had some stuff in my past that if people knew all that and they look at me now, they would go, dude, wow, there is a God. Because that's messed up. And I got to tell you, it's an amazing thing to be able to deal with this thing called our past. And I really do believe it's something that we've got to dial in, especially when we're talking about family and our own journey and how we deal with family and conflict. Boy, the past can be a challenge. So let's look at it a little bit. There's some statements up there on the screen that I think are really important for you to really measure, and I hope that you'll hang on to these. And as Pastor Tom said, maybe some things to write down, and I want some of you to write this down because some of you are facing some situations that have been really difficult, and you really need to remind yourself of this. Your negative past does not have to define your current reality or the future God has in mind for you. There are people that are here today that I'm looking at in this room that are listening online. If people knew all your past and they see how you have journeyed through it, they would go, it's absolutely amazing. We're going to lean on that in just a couple of moments. But the other thing I've learned about the past is that there's also people that have grown up in amazing environments and have made some really horrible choices in the midst of being surrounded by amazing things. Some of us grew up in great homes and yet had some moments of rebellion that we walked away, even though we were loved and cared for. The fact is, our past can really be a challenge in the way that we go about life. If you really want to look at this and really understand the perspective, I would encourage you maybe later today or this week to look at the book of Ezekiel chapter 18. And when you read Ezekiel 18, God seems to lay out a construct to allow us to know that, guess what? You got to pay attention to your life. You've got to be aware of your own journey, because just because something good happened or just because something bad happened, you really do have to pay attention to the things that you really want to make this day become. And how do we know? Ezekiel 18. There was a man who lived for God, followed his decrees, honored the Lord, and his life was blessed. Who had a son who did not obey God, who did not follow his decrees, and walked away from the things of God. Who had a son who followed God and followed his ways. What do we learn by that? That there's some decisions that we've got to make related to this journey called life. So kind of help maybe frame this, I'm going to go ahead and kind of lean in a vulnerable way today and tell you a little bit of my own story and some things that I learned in my journey called life. So let me just share a couple of moments with you in terms of my background. When I was born, my mom was 43 and my dad was 48 when I showed up. How many of you out there going, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray against that right now. My mom was all excited. She's like, oh, look, my treasure. My dad said, good, bury it. And I grew up in a home that had an incredible dichotomy. A mom who loved me, who loved God, and a father that hated my guts. And by the time I was 10 years of age, I could look at a pool of blood on a garage floor put there by the fist of my father. I experienced violent, horrendous physical abuse in my home. Love and hatred. Godly and the devil himself seemed like would be present in my house. I remember one day driving back from church and I looked at my mom. I said, Mom, it feels like we are driving right out of heaven, right straight back into the pit of hell. How many of you know your family background can be complicated? And I remember one day that there were some moments that were not really fun. And I remember one day when I was 12, I walked down the hall with a football in my hand, because how many of you know when it's family, there's a lot of things that can go wrong, but you still want it to be right. You know what I'm talking about? I walked down the hall, I said, hey, Dad, let's go throw the football. And he said some words that day that were going to have profound impact on the way I live my life for the rest of my life. And he leaned forward out of his chair. He was 61 at the time. I'm 12. He's 61. I want it to get better. He hates me. And he said these words, son, I hate you. I wish you were dead. You're the worst thing that ever happened to me. I regret the day that you were ever born. I wish you were out of my life. And I did what a good 12-year-old would do. I just looked at him and I said, well, I hate you too. And I got the hup-ups because I was crying. How many of you ever had those? Isn't that just craptastic? I'm just like, and I walked into a bathroom and started talking to myself. How many of you talk to yourself? Let's just be honest. Just open up. Just be proud. Put your hand up if you talk to yourself. If you're at home, just raise both hands. Go, yes, I do. If you go into a bathroom with angled mirrors, 50 people can agree with you. And on that day, I needed the whole group. Because on that day, I had to deal with some situations that were going on in my life. And here's some things I've learned related to my story. Look at it up on the screen. What I learned in the midst of devastation and conflict and pain. Choice, not chance, largely determines what you want to become. How many of you know that that's really important? Choice, not chance. You can't change some of your past, but you can change how you approach dealing with your past. You can look at life with a perspective. And on that day, I decided I was not going to allow my journey, my upbringing, my past to dictate the day that I believed that God wanted me to have. And as a result, I had to make sure that I paid attention to this last line. Because if you don't pay attention to your past, resentment and a lack of forgiveness can ruin your future. And there are people here today that know exactly what I am expressing because you've allowed hurt and resentment and bitterness, and it becomes a fuel. It's like a tiger snarling in the soul, and it never gets enough feeding. It always wants more. No one can ever make it right. It's an amazing thing when that happens. And as a result, I have determined that, man, I had to make a choice. You see, that day in the bathroom when I decided that I was going to be a better person, that I wanted to do some things with my life, is that, man, I had to realize some things. And here's what they were. I want you to listen. How many of you know that even in the midst of your challenges, they can show you a better way? You ever heard of the word hindsight? How many of you know hindsight's 20/20? It can look back in exactly detail what should have happened. You can influence your attitudes and actions by the way that you handle those situations from your past. You really can influence attitudes and actions, positively or negatively. You can live with a chip on your shoulder, or that there can be a lot of reasons you should have one and absolutely be able to go at life differently. It can motivate you. It can determine your future. And oftentimes, what I've discovered is that so many of us will allow our history to shape our future, and God wants you to be able to use it, not allow it to be the poison that kills your life. I've also learned that it can remind you of a better time and situation, that there are those of you I referenced earlier that come from an incredible heritage, a background of love and acceptance, a family that's amazing. And have you ever been in a place to where you know where you come from, but you've made some choices that, quite frankly, you know are not representative of everything that's been invested in you? We've all been there, I think. And maybe the most important point, as I've learned, is that your past can haunt you. It can fill you with regret and guilt. And what I've learned about living in the culture we live in today, you don't have to be 85 for that to happen. You can be 12 years old and need things to change in regards to your tomorrow. It's an amazing thing. And as a result, oftentimes, we have some things that we need to do with our past. But I want you to look at this next slide up on the screen. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 18. You know what God says that he wants you to do with your past? Forget the former things. Do not allow them to poison the day that you have the opportunity to have, and allow there to be something that you lean in on that allows the past to not be something that poisons you. And as Lewis Meads, one of the best writers on forgiveness I know that I've ever read, he authors a book, Forgive and Forget. And if you've had some family situations or some hurt in your life, I would encourage you to get that book and read it. And in that book, he talks about redemptive remembering. That even though there's been some negative things, that you can overcome and really do some positive things. How many of you know someone that's just a positive person all the time? They're just happy all the time. Any of you know someone like that? I mean, they could get hit with a car, bam, and they go, boy, that hurt. And you're like, wow, that's positive. And I remember deciding one day that my dad probably wasn't going to change, and I was going to have to figure out how I was going to go about life. And you know what I decided in that bathroom at the age of 12? I learned some things. God shows up in bathrooms. And I decided to become a positive person. So you know what I do now? I have a pocket full of breath mints. I lean into people, and if I could walk off stage this morning without getting in trouble, I would, but they would kill me up there in the booth, so I'll stay right here. But I like talking to people at about 7 inches. That's perfect for me. People back up, I'll play chase. When I ride in an elevator, I just face the crowd. They'll look down at their shoes, and I'll go, nice shoes. When they leave, I'll tell them I miss them. People go, there was a psycho on the elevator, and they will remember me. I've decided that when I talk with people, I won't have my phone in my hand, be looking at the next little text or tweet that might come, that I might miss something because I learned people matter. How many of you know, sometimes we just got to lean into people, and I decided to lean in, and I was going to be a positive person with my life. And guess what? My circumstance didn't change, but I changed how I was going to deal with the circumstance. God can help you do that. We really do need redemptive remembering. Let's talk about the present. That right now moment, here we are, today on Sunday, August 23rd. What about today? Maybe might be good for us to pay attention to. Well, it's been said, there's no time like the present time to make the best of your circumstance or situation. And how many of you know that what the present represents is the right now moment, the reality to which you are currently living in? Today is the day that things can change if you really want them to. Even if circumstances don't, you can change. I was just in India last week. We are working on a justice issue of people in bonded slavery, and we went to a hut of an individual that had been a slave for a company for 13 years, and they got rescued through an organization called International Justice Mission, an amazing organization. And we're there talking with this young man and his family in their hut that they had just built after 13 years of being in a past that was nothing but a nightmare. And when we sat there with that young man and we said, how do you feel today? He goes, oh, today is a good day. How many of you know when you've been rescued from a past, the current day can be a whole lot brighter? You see, the present time is a great time to do some things. And I want you to look at this little statement up there on the screen. Today is the right now moment, the reality you are currently living in. And today is the day that can lead to a rescue of the heart and an experience that will change you. You want to know who really had an impact on changing me? Her name was Grandma Harrison. How many of you know grandmas in the church are dangerous? Put your hand up if you know that to be true. They know things. They talk to God. I was afraid of her. Every time I walked into church, she would make a beeline for me. And I'd be like, Jesus, I pray you'd forgive me right now in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, Savior, God. And she'd go, how you doing? I go, I'm great. Aren't you glad God forgives in a hurry? She had no idea about what I was facing at home, but she had a sense in her heart. And she would walk up to me and she goes, Monty, don't you do anything crazy because God's got big plans for you. How many of you know that you never know when one sentence of hope can make the difference in a life that really does need that to happen? You are a sentence away of changing someone's today. Right here. Did you know you could lean into somebody before you walked out of this place today? And someone would go, I didn't feel like you could be at home. And all of a sudden you could get a call from someone. You could text someone today. One of my favorite things to do is I like to call and text people arbitrarily just for fun. So just this week I called a guy. And I said, hi, this is Monty. He goes, what do you want? I go, I just want to say that I thought of you today, and I laughed out loud. And then I hung up. 30 seconds later, I get a phone call. Dude, what were you thinking about? I'll never tell. Hung up again. How many of you know that today we really can author life for some people? We can change our perspective. Today is the day that can lead to a heart of redemption. It really can happen. I pray that you'll think about that today. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to look up on the screen and ask yourself, is this true in me? I will not allow something or someone to cause me to become the person I do not want to be or do the things that I do not want to do. There's a lot of us in life that didn't apply for the challenges that we have to live with. Some it's sickness, some it's disease, some it's a financial issue. But how many of you know you can allow there to be a perspective that you live with that says, I will not let circumstance define who I want to be and how I want to do it. Look at your neighbor and go, that's a good idea for you. Some of you might want to stop really early. That was probably bad because they're thinking you're going to preach to them and they'll get all evil and they won't buy you lunch. So here's some things I want you to look at. What is it in your own current situation that motivates or discourages? So just look at this list of questions up on the screen. I think they're worth review in your life. What is right now? What's wrong right now? What's happening right now that you need to pay attention to, maybe in your life, with your friends, with your family? What needs to happen right now, today? I remember when I was going to get married, I met this girl. Her name's Renee. She's a babe. I like her full time. We've been married 34 years now, and you won't even believe what happened. We decided to have children. What an incredible journey. But remember where I came from? I was told the abused will be an abuser. I was told that if you grow up in this environment, you're going to have all the propensity to do these very same things. And when I got married, I was freaked out. And then when we were going to have a baby, man, I was really freaked out. And I'll never forget when I was in the room and our firstborn was about to be born, and we didn't know what it was, and I wanted to be the first to know. So I'm down there. The doctor's going, could you move, please? I'm trying to get some things done here. And when this child came out, I put him in my hands, and it was a boy. And this, I promise, this is exactly what I said. I am your father. Thank God for Star Wars. It's back in December. That was a good moment. But let me tell you about one that was even more amazing. Just a few years ago when my son got married and had a son. And when he was born, his name's Lincoln, my son said, I want my dad to be the first person to hold my son. How many of you know that may not mean a lot to you, but it meant a whole lot to me remembering my past. God can restore your today and make your tomorrows absolutely amazing. So now when Lincoln sees me, I'm Pops. He'll go, Pops! And he runs toward me, Pops! How many of you know there have been some times I've thought about the beatings and thought that there was never going to be a way, there was never going to be a future. Today is the day of salvation for some of you that may have been on a path that you really don't want to repeat. And I want to encourage you, what needs to happen right now in your own journey? So let me put it to you like this, maybe. Maybe you're there at home and you're just kind of going, okay, this is kind of getting close and personal. Because it really is true. Why? Because there's no time like the present to change your situation, your attitude, your activities. And look at that last one. To build a pathway towards a brighter future. How many of you have ever had to act like you were enjoying something and you weren't? Let me just help you. Family reunions. You ever been one of those family reunions? There's always like Aunt Sally who wants to take 9 million pictures. You know what I'm talking about. And you're like, and you've got that little smile on your face, and you're like, oh, and have you ever looked at that picture, and they're smiling, but you know it's not authentic? I speak, and I look out at a crowd. You want to know how many times you can look at people going, oh, amen, hallelujah. But to look in your eyes, there's no life. Because you've allowed a situation, a circumstance, an attitude to move in and affect today. And it changes even the way you go about life, even when you get up in the morning. My wife, Renee, have I mentioned her? She likes to sleep till about 10. That's perfect for her. I wake up at 5, and when I wake up, I am ready. So I get up, I'm like, hey! And she's like, be quiet. I am so ready to go. I mean, I wake up, my eyes open, and the battery is fully charged. I only need about 3 or 4 hours of sleep a night. My wife hates me for that. But God maybe did some reconstruction on me and allowed there to be something happening in my present. It would cause me to be able to lean in with people and spend 30 seconds, 60 seconds with some breath mints in my pocket that go to my mouth to pay attention to some people. Why? Because God has revolutionized my life, and as a result, I can go about today in a different way that will affect the future. And here's what the result is if you don't hear what I'm saying today. I call it traveling the road of excuses. We're unwilling to address our past. We hang on to it like it's a gift when it really is a poison. It's like a tiger that just snarls and never gets enough. It just wants to feed. And when we have to deal with our wrong choices in our own current environment, we end up at the road of excuses. Or we chase quick relief to remove the sense of pressure, disappointment, or sorrow and have these life-controlling issues of all kinds of things that could be listed, from drugs and alcohol to sexual addictions, just to escape the reality because our past is playing games with us. You want to know why the past is so important to the current reality? Because the past is the only thing the enemy has real control over. Because if you will give God today your circumstances or situations from the past, he loses his ability to be in charge of your destiny. And how many of you know it would be a good idea for some of us to just give God the journey? What do you do today that could change your tomorrow? So let's talk for just the last couple of moments about this word called the future. The future. It can be destiny, disappointment, or destruction. So let's talk about that. Destiny. I love the definition here. An eternal and lasting hope that forges dreams without regret. I love that definition, don't you? Destiny. A lasting hope that forges dreams without regret. I believe that's the design God really has. You see, I believe this to be true. Look at that second bullet there. People don't want to face the future when they have no sense of mission, when there are no priorities in your life, when there's no dreams or goals, when relationships are not right, your future gets messed with. When there's conflict within yourself and you've got that family reunion photo smile that's not authentic, it really does begin to shape the way that you really are going to be able to go after the future. But here's what I know to be true, friends. God has destined future already planned. Before you were born, it says in Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, I knew you. I set you apart. I appointed you. Later in Jeremiah, he said, if you knew the plans that I had for you, you would be blown away. But how many of you know free will gets in the way of God's destiny for our life so many times? We choose. We blame. And yet here's what I believe is so true. Your future is seldom bright when the light is always on your past. So what I want you to lean into is that second little line right there you see on the screen. Your future holds your dreams. Be careful today so tomorrow is bright. One of the things that I wish I could do today is just to actually sit. If you were at home, just walk into your house and go, do you have Starbucks? Let's go. That's perfect. Let's sit down. Let's chat. I wish I could lean into every single one of you today and go, how are you doing? Do you want to know that question can really be an amazing question if you just stay present with someone for 30 seconds? Oh, I'm busy. Oh, the barrenness of busyness. Busy, 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 hiding behind the fact that oftentimes our lives are not what we really want it to be. So we just bury ourselves in the mundane. And God says there are some actions to consider. So I want you to just look at this list of maybe what you might consider doing today. Give God the hurt. Let go of the past. Even if you've had a good one, did you not hear what I said a few moments ago? God has bigger things in mind for you. Deal with your past. Remember your past heritage. Return to the Father. I spoke both of my parents' funerals. That's a weird assignment. Did you know that? When I did my father's funeral, it was about history, a military funeral. Honor Guard, Purple Heart recipient, prisoner of war in a German prison camp for 6 months. All kinds of things in his life he went through. But when I did my father's funeral, the one thing I remember about that day is that the past was not keeping me prisoner. On that day, I was free. How many of you know when you're free from a past that's trying to haunt you, there is something to celebrate living for? And on that day, I did that service with a sense of freedom in my spirit. God knows that that's available for you today. So maybe in this present moment, there are some things that you just need to lean into, some actions to consider. Look at it on the screen. Your situation right now. Your attitude. Maybe some of the decisions that you're making in terms of how you're living your life today. You want to know what some of you could do today that would be amazing? Watch really closely. I am sorry. I like you. Thank you. I'm a moments make memory person. I love creating moments with people. I love creating moments that are fun. And remember me telling you about my kids. And in just a few weeks, I called my son and my son-in-law the other day. I go, it's boys' day out trip. He goes, my son goes, where are we going? I go, it's big. He goes, what are we doing? I go, we're changing destiny. He goes, where are we going? I said, we're going to the Green Bay Packers Seattle Seahawks game in Lambeau Field. We're going to create a memory. We're going to wreck that place because the Seahawks are going to win there. And we're going to the Super Bowl this year. And my son goes like, Dad, you are the most amazing gift that ever happened in life itself. Why? Because instead of beatings, bonding. Instead of regret, moments that I can't wait for. So Jesus, I pray with every head up and every eye open and everyone looking around in this room, because half of them cheat anyway. So let them take a break. If they're at home today, I pray that every person in this room would remember what was said at the beginning of this message. That there are grandmas and grandpas praying that not one person could escape the presence of God, nor would one person want to. I pray that there would be freedom born in this room today. things that have historically haunted, I pray you would remove them to a moment today that they would experience the renewing of their mind, and that some people under the sound of my voice, listening or watching or looking here this morning, would say, today is a day of new choices. I pray, Father, that there would be freedom that can move in this place and that the enemy's hold of the past would be removed so that we could look back and say, it just guided me to a place with Jesus. And you know what, friends? Jesus wants you to know that it doesn't matter if you're 82 and there's a lot of things you wish, I can't make them right. Yes, you can, because the Holy Spirit can do work you could never do by yourself. How many of you know that to be true? How many of you are in this room today and say, I have been a part of that kind of freedom, and I can't imagine being able to go about my life without Jesus Christ doing what you're offering today. I want that to be true. So now close your eyes and bow your head. And let's just pretend you and I are having a little private Starbucks moment here, just you and I, and let me ask you a question. If you're there listening at home, I want you to just pay attention to this question. Just lean in, and as I look at this camera, I want you to pay attention for a moment. How many of you in this room, how many of you listening would say, I've got some things in my past that I have allowed to dictate my actions today, and they are affecting the way I believe about the future. I've got some baggage from the past. If that's you, I want you to lift your hand real quick in this room and just put it down. Thanks. So many hands. Just put them up right now. I have got stuff. Thanks. I see it. I got you. So many people. It's a true message. How many of you would say, Monty, I need to do what you said today. I got to do something different. You have made sense. And when I think about my future, I recognize that today is the day I've got to do something different. It's not changing. It's haunting. It is messing me up. And I've got some things I need to do different starting today. I've got different things to do today in my family, in my own life. If that's you, just put your hand up right now in this place. Thanks. All over this building. I believe out there on the airwaves, there are hands that are being raised in the heart. And how many of you would say, Monty, I want to go to a future that's got destiny associated to it. I don't want to have to live with the sense of that, you know what, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. How many of you know you don't have to have it all figured out, but God can invade your destiny today. And if you would say, I want my future to be different, I need Jesus Christ to become alive and real as I think about my tomorrows. I want my future to go differently than it's probably going to go if I don't think about it today. How many of you say, I need help with what I know God wants to do with my future? Put your hand up if that's you in this place. So many hands of all ages. What does that say to me? God is in this place. So would you stand with me today? Pastor Tom's going to come and pray for you, but I was dealing with a business leader this week, and my for-profit company I run called Complimenter, I work with business leaders and their teams, and after I was done with the coaching time, the leader said, can I ask you just a couple more questions, kind of off the clock? And I said, sure. And he goes, I did something 33 years ago. That was the biggest mistake I could have ever made, and it has haunted me every day. He said, are you religious? I said, well, yeah, I go to Starbucks every day, whether I need to or not. He goes, no. Are you like into God? I go, it's a completely different question. You're confusing me. He goes, do you know God? I said, do you? He goes, I don't think so, but I think you might. I said, yeah, I do. You know what he said? I just feel like maybe God's interested in changing my tomorrow, and I've got to do something about it today. In a coaching session on how to be a better business leader, God rescued someone from 33 years of a personal pain. How many of you know the Spirit of God can work when He wants to, if you'll just give Him an open activity? I pray you'll not hang on to a past, but you'll allow God to do something today that'll affect your destiny. God bless you, friends. Thanks for letting me be here. Let's see what the Lord might do in our hearts today. Amen.